Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, we have the landlord of the House of Hardcore, the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, as we talk about AEW Dynamite Fighter Fest night number one from last night. We get into Wardlow and Orange Cassidy. We get into Jericho's promo on Eddie Kingston. We get into the main event because we have new tag team champions. And also we find out that our producer, Paul, is washing away our childhood memories. How is he doing it? We talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. What'd you think of Fighter Fest number one? Night number one last night on Dynamite.
I enjoyed the show. As always, the AEW faithful really brought it. They were very, very into the entire show, and which they should be because it offers an alternative to your professional wrestling programming. And I enjoyed it. I feel there was a few production issues. And that's going to happen, but you got to, when you're on live television, but you got to make sure those things don't happen.
I liked it last night for the pacing. You know, we talk a lot about AEW Dynamite, example being last week, Tommy, where so many significant things happened, it gets lost. I thought last night, and I'm talking about in a very good way, things were slowed down a little bit. Those moments mean a little bit more where you're not just jumping from segment to segment.
I agree. And if you know, just going over the matches here, there were some solid matches, but most importantly, given time to go out there and digest everything. And, the main event had a lot of time, but so did the opener. And so did Moxley's match. So it was and Claudio's match. So yes, very, very paced very, very well. And let us go from segment to segment. We're like, okay, that's over. Now let's go forward into the next thing.
Yeah, and we're going to get into the main event. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk about the main event. But I want to start from the beginning. Last week, Wardlow started off the show with winning that TNT championship. And his first title defense last night on Dynamite to start off Fighter Fest night number one. And it was an interesting matchup because, honestly, I thought, like, the first time we saw Wardlow with that championship title on TV, it would be up against a heel, you know. But here it is, Orange Cassidy, somebody who's probably just as popular as Wardlow in the ring with him. And we talked about that with Tony Khan yesterday here on the show. Tommy, you said, hey, man, this is going to happen when you have a championship title. It's not going to just be heels that put you in a better place as a babyface. And last night was an example, and I thought it clicked and worked to start off Fighter Fest night number one.
Yes, they had – the match was very, very entertaining. And there's a lot of – especially with Orange Cassidy and the best friends. I don't know if the word tongue-in-cheek – works, but he gets his character, and like with the best friend saying they're going to cheat, and they one comes out with a chainsaw and then they get caught and they get kicked out. Listen, like I said yesterday, and I said it to Tony, my at times old school philosophy, it's spot on, but then other times I kind of like lean there was specific moments where I'm like, man, this could hurt this person. And I'm talking Wardlow, but then at the end of the day, I don't think anyone's going to remember as well as I think everyone's just going to was out there having a good time with that match. Like when Wardlow ripped the pockets out of Orange Cassidy and they started booing him. And, you know, like I said with Wardlow, man, he's one of the hottest wrestlers out there. But you also have to, when you're dealing with someone like that, you have to be very, very careful because it's everything that that person does. Like once you get to the title is one thing. And then if you continue on that path, you have to kind of do the same things. And there have been some tweaks already to the character that he has, you know, coming out with music is different from when he used to come out with no music, when he was that, you know, fighting for his job. And just little thing, even the foot on the chest cover, that's an arrogant way to cover somebody. And the people, they popped, but they'll boo you. And those are just little things you gotta sometimes watch. But like I said, I don't think people will remember that. And the match was so entertaining and so fun. And they did so much fun stuff. And like even with Danhausen, typical Orange Cassidy stuff. But then when you realize Orange Cassidy is an excellent wrestler, as well as does his and gimmick stuff and Taz and Excalibur explaining all that, I think it's it worked and it was fun and it was entertaining. And then my favorite part, and why I also say fans will forget about it, because Wardlow picks him up and they shake.
Yeah, and that's how it ended. And when Wardlow did pinned Orange Cassidy, Tommy, you could see people were clapping, but it wasn't enthusiastic that you would think you would get with a Wardlow title defense because, again, he's beating Orange Cassidy. But Orange Cassidy sold that slam really, really well. Like you mentioned, Wardlow helped him up, took his hand, helped him up, shook his hand, and then the place popped. That's what you need. You can have those type of title defenses, Tommy, when you have that respect. And that was the word that you and Tony Khan were talking about yesterday, is that word respect. You can have a title defense, babyface versus babyface, as long as there's that respect factor, and you got that last night.
Yep. And listen, man, even like with Orange Cassidy, you know, when it's different, he was doing some things that he normally doesn't do, where being very vocal in a match.
Yep.
And that's not like his character. But when you're put in a situation where it's, like I said, out of character for both guys, when both guys are over commodities, there's sometimes you have to like overcompensate. If I'm using this as an example, again, when I wrestled Rich Swann, neither of us threw a punch. Do you know how out of a comfort zone that is for me not to throw a punch? It's hard because it's something you rely upon. Or forget about when there was no fans, then you have to go out there and rely on other things. But when you have to be very, very self-conscious about what you're doing because you don't want people to boo you, as well as you don't want people to boo your opponent. I think the guys did the best in their ability to maintain that. And yes, there were specific spots and specific moments, but at the end of the day, they accomplished what they set out to do. And it was a very, very entertaining matchup.
I thought it was too, and a great way to start off the show. So then you get that title defense from Wardlow last night against Orange Cassidy. And then after that, you have Chris Jericho come out and cut a promo. What did you think of Jericho's appearance on Dynamite last night?
Loved every second of it. Again, old school philosophy. You want to be a heel that gets booed. The fact that Jericho claims he's a sports entertainer really, really makes it work. And then what he says, Chris takes you on a ride. He's a storyteller. And also being conceited and being cocky and putting himself over. Great, great promo. And really made me want to see the match next week with barbed wire everywhere. And also Jericho stating that he's going to have his other character come out.
Yeah, the Painmaker.
Who's also undefeated and all these different things. You know, Jericho on the mic or in the ring is money, but it was really, really done well. Loved his outfit. He has, you know, Jericho's one of the top performers of all time. And I really, we talk about this, how good he is. He got you into the match without his opponent being out there and people are chanting his opponent's name. And if you really think about it, nothing happened. And he held and captivated an audience. You don't need physicality. When you have people who know how to do it right, you don't need physicality. When we're talking about digesting things, you don't need stuff happening because his words will hold you tight. And if you really think about the basis of professional wrestling, what you and I and a lot of people grew up watching was those words got you into the match. Why people are fighting is a big difference there, you know, and we've seen this story. We've grown up with this story, and now we're going to see the finale next week at Fyter Fest.
Yeah, and again, these are matches, Tommy, like the one we're going to get, the barbed wire death match, barbed wire everywhere match next week on Fyter Fest night number two. These are matches you don't normally get on TV. These are matches that you've never gotten on TV, period. Like this is the things that go along the lines of like ECW and things that you've seen in Japan. To be able to see this on TV, like we're going to get, like you mentioned it right off the top of the show when we started talking about Dynamite, the alternative that is AEW. If you want an example of that, tune into Fyter Fest night number two next week.
And I do think they'll also tell a story in that, but it's going to be, listen, barbed wire matches are not pretty and they hurt and there's going to be blood and there's going to be things that, This isn't like if you're a wrestling purist, hey, barbed wire matches have been around long before ECW and, you know, where they were made, they're exploited in these companies. But, you know, we only did a few in ECW because they were that barbaric. You also got to, you know, I'm sure it's going to be, I remember there was one in TNA and it got kicked off the network because they said it was too barbaric. They couldn't show it when they saw the screener. This is going to be on live television. So hopefully I know it'll work out with the competitors in there, but you know, when you saw people complaining about blood and guts because of the blood and guts, you're surrounding the ring with barbed wire. It's meant to cut you open. You're going to see people bleeding a lot. The name of the show, Blood and Guts, was not puppies and rainbows. Barbed wire match is not pillows and feathers everywhere. It's barbed wire, real steel barbed wire that's going to go into your skin every time you hit it.
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here. And if you're obsessed with the NFL like I am, you're going to love my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, where we're joined by great guests like the legendary Reggie Wayne. Still waiting on that Hall of Fame call.
You know you'll get in. I just hope and pray I don't have much more gray than I have right now, you know, before they call me. Just know whenever I do get that phone call, it's going to be a celebration. It's going to be a party for sure.
New episodes are released every Thursday. Listen on the SXM app and wherever you stream your podcasts.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. What do you think you're going to get in a barbed wire death match, barbed wire everywhere match? I can't wait to see what's going to happen between these two. And the other thing too, Tommy, is you mentioned the story. There is a big story between these two. A lot of hate between Chris Jericho and Eddie Kingston. I expect nothing less than carnage next week on Dynamite.
Yes. And the retort by Eddie, a little bit short and sweet. Mm-hmm. And you could tell that he's angry. You could tell he's upset. You know, having Ruby and Ortiz there. And you know, there's a lot of truth to what Jericho spoke of. So hopefully Eddie has his retribution during this. But I mean, if you also think about it, Eddie's already beaten Jericho, but now he wants more. That's is what a feud is all about.
Yeah, there's one thing having a match. There's another thing having the match like what we're going to see next week. And you mentioned about Jericho and a lot of truth to what Jericho said, Tommy. Listen, there's a lot of truth to what Jericho said. First and foremost, where he talks about him being a legend. I think there's no question anymore, Tommy, that Jericho's not only one of the greatest of all time, he is truly a legend. And he's a legend that's still doing at a high level that's going to put himself in a barbed wire death match next week. I mean, it's crazy what Jericho's doing at his age.
Doesn't need to do it. Doesn't need to be out there, but yet he still does. And in the beauty of what makes Chris Jericho, Chris Jericho, even though doing that would make him a babyface, he will still, at the end of the day, be a heel.
Yeah.
And that's what's beautiful about him, because he knows his job and he knows how to get those reactions and he knows how to take you. And also, kudos, big props to the JAS being in the shark cage. And even their little retort makes me not like them.
Yeah. They get under
They're
your skin.
They're learning from their leader. Yep. Which is what you need.
No, there's no doubt. And listen, when they started this whole JAS, this Jericho Appreciation Society, Tommy, I was like, I saw what they were able to do, what he was able to do for Santana and Ortiz and Sammy Guevara. And it worked. And those guys are now major stars. Like, listen, people knew about them, but now everybody knows about them. I doubted when it came to this new group with the Jericho Appreciation Society, but he's making it work, Tommy. I mean, it is pretty incredible what he's been able to do over the last few months.
Well, that's the beauty of Chris Jericho. If you really think about it, there's not a lot of wrestlers that can make everything get over. And he's one of them. Dude, he made a show about robots fighting each other entertaining.
Yeah, no, I know.
He has that gift to do that. And he gets immersed in those projects. I mean, look, the guy, they get, look at outside all his outside projects. I just saw he posted about his album. He has a gold album where people didn't take him seriously, but he's a bona fide rock star.
Yeah.
And he's a bona fide legend in professional wrestling. Even, I love when he called himself a living legend. I think he should really add that to his moniker at all times.
Yeah. I mean, and again, he's doing this wizard character. He's going to be doing the Painmaker next week on Dynamite. And you threw out the question before about the violence and the blood that we're going to see because it is TV. I think TV's kind of changed over the last few years. You know, like, and you have series like we see on, like, with The Walking Dead. Like, I think, you know, when it comes to certain violence and blood, we're seeing more and more of that on cable TV, and we're definitely going to see it next week. Do you think it does turn off fans? Like, do you think that you are playing to a small portion of fans when you have a match like the match that we're going to see next week?
Yes, and here's why. Wrestling is held to different standards across the board, and it sucks. You were talking about it yesterday about, you know, here wrestling isn't considered, even though it generates so much, it's not considered like if it is the NFL or baseball because it's professional wrestling. But yet you see it, especially on social media, how much it trends, everything like that. But people feel that Chris Jericho, the character on television, the living legend, the pain maker, all those things, is Chris Jericho at home. And that's not what you see on television, is not the people that you see going forward. When you can literally show like blood and guts, or you could show a Walking Dead marathon right after that on TNT, where if dead people are eating the guts of people,
yeah,
it would be held to a different standard than that barbed wire match. How do I see it's barbaric, blah, 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 blah. It sucks. But at the end of the day, AEW is a television show, but it will be held to a different standard.
What about
to answer your question? People might get turned off. You're going to see this isn't wrestling, blah, 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 blah. It is. It's an art form. It's a different type of art form. Just like there's, you know, hey, Walking Dead, very, very popular show, but then so is comedies on television, different genre. If you think of Orange Cassidy, he's at times a comedy wrestler. He makes you laugh. He makes you entertaining. So it was Danhausen. That's why when you watch professional wrestling, if you break it down to a TV show, you got to see a lot of it. Then if you took something like, if there was, what was it? Penta versus Andrade. That's a different style of a quicker paced type of wrestling match. It's a different style. It's just something different. It's a different type of television show. When you watch wrestling, it's different. Different segments bring you different things. So, yes, it'll be held to a different standard.
I also think that it's in a good way, because for me as a wrestling fan, I want to say, what did you think of Eddie Kingston's retort in the back? I mean, Jericho has the luxury of being in the ring, getting the instant reaction from the crowds because he's out in front of that live crowd. What did you think of Eddie Kingston's promo?
You need to stop being a little bit too insider with this is my outline. When you're saying stuff like that, then is wrestling promo scripted? It's because they're not supposed to be in AEW. And don't complain that Jericho got 5 minutes and you got this amount of time. Because then I would have spun and said, Jericho, you had 5 minutes to talk about. Well, I don't need 5 minutes. I just need a minute.
Yeah.
Because next Wednesday at Fyter Fest, I'm going to make you bleed. Jericho, look what you did to Ruby. Look what you did to Ortiz. Show them. Show them. And in 1 minute, I'm going to make my point that took you five to do. Just like next Wednesday, I'm going to make you bleed in a lot less time than you make me bleed. There's going to be blood. There's going to be violence, blah, 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 because that's what I'm all about. Boom. Let's go. You're out. Short, sweet, to the point. Because if you say, then you're complaining, and Jericho has a lot, like we said, truth to what he says. And then you have to watch the insider stuff, which they've done a couple of times. Like, yeah, I know my cue. Because what wrestling's supposed to be is, hey, you have interview time. If you think, if you watch real sports, the end of the game, you come out, you win, you lose. Or we interview a player during the game, or we interview a coach while they're trying to run to the back. Well, coach, what do you think about the second half? Well, I'm going to go this. Thanks. I got to go talk to my team. But if that coach has a lot more important stuff to say, he will continue to talk. And he doesn't say, oh, well, I have 30 seconds or a minute to talk about this. That's how you have to sometimes think. The Yankees win on a walk-off. He's going to sit out there, and they're going to enjoy it. And they're going to capture that. But and you're not going to have the production person or the person behind the camera say, like, oh, you have one more minute. No, because they're going to capture that live emotion because the people are still celebrating being part of that broadcast. If you even look at the Super Bowl, which every time you're on television is your own Super Bowl, that post show is forever. They milk every second of it. Why? Because of advertising dollars. And when you're on AEW, it's a popular show. They have advertising dollars. I would always say to people, when you cut your time short in a match, guess how much people pay for a minute of television. This was, you know, let's say on the USA Network. Think about that. Then sometimes I'd find out the numbers. Well, you were given, somebody's willing to pay for this. Guess what happens next time? You won't have that mat. You won't have that time because you don't want to take it there. So that's what I thought. Solid promo, would have taken a different route.
I agree. And I think just saying, all right, I'm only getting 2 minutes. Well, that's all I need is 2 minutes. And that would have killed. I think he would have killed it. You mentioned that Eddie has already beat Jericho. What do you think is going to happen in that match next week? And does Jericho need to win that match next week to avenge that loss that he's already had against Kingston?
It's an interesting. Listen, man, here's the beauty of AEW. I don't know who's going to win. And then I also don't know who benefits from winning or who gets hurt by a loss. Jericho's more Teflon than Eddie. It's a hard, hard thing to call, but that's how wrestling is supposed to be. Hey, you know what, Dave? The Yankees are the best team in baseball, but and they should beat the Reds. The Reds suck. That didn't happen. They had a hard time with the Reds. They lost a few games against the Reds. That's how wrestling is supposed to be.
Well, hopefully we'll find out what's going to happen.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be Kingston because I think what you just said, Jericho's Teflon. He could take a loss. He can bounce back.
NFL fans, right now on the SXM app, hear in-depth coverage of your team with the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. It's all the analysis, all the breakdowns that matter to you, hosted by the players who played for your team and the fans who eat, sleep, and breathe it. 32 diehard fan bases, 32 podcasts. The Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. BLEAV. Search Believe in, followed by your team on the SXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog.
So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
We have to give respect to your new AEW tag team champions, Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee.
Everything was made special about that. The first of all, when the match went to the ring, I looked at the time and I was like, if this is your main event, this is going to be really good.
Yep. Good, and it was. Good call. A lot of time for that main event.
Justin Roberts giving him the announcements, making the tag titles mean just as much as the world title, just as much as the women's title. Giving him those announcements means a lot. And that old school fight feel. And the match lived up to its expectations, man. It was very, very long, but long and entertaining. And you had different, those matches are hard when you have six people involved. And, you know, it was great. And when, you know, you hear chants of fight forever, this is awesome. And it was. And everybody got over in that match. And the Young Bucks still have their qualms to bitch about. And we have new tag team champions, and it was a great performance also for everybody. And Powerhouse Hobbs really, really elevated his game. So did the Starman.
Well, I will say this. Powerhouse Hobbs, that was one of his better matches, and he should be proud this morning because I thought he did a phenomenal job. You know, again, if you're watching that match, he was definitely one of the MVPs of that match last night.
They all were. It was really, really good. And how it was all, you know, put together. Those are so, so hard. There's so many different moving parts. The commentators made it feel special. Everything worked, everything clicked, and you could hear it by that live audience. And it was just next level.
Now, the one thing, and I may need the help of the Busted Open Nation here. So 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93, Tommy. The one thing that people are talking about with that match is that was Keith Lee the legal man in that match? Strickland got the 1-2-3. He got the pin, Tommy. But I think, and again, I'm not 100% positive because I have to go back and watch a match. I think Keith Lee might have been the legal man. The Bucks may have a gripe here about these tag team titles changing hands last night.
Well, they'd have a gripe anyway if they weren't the men who weren't pinned.
Yeah.
Here's I want to say, and I don't understand how this sometimes gets lost in translation, because in where we'll talk about rules in professional wrestling. And then, you know, I saw some people like, well, why wouldn't it be a disqualification if they use the titles? Like, why did you need the referee to get knocked out when it's a triple threat and there's no rules? And I'm like, wait, there's no rules in a triple threat match? Since when did this happen? You can't get, unless you're going to explain the rules and listen, I'm not a stickler for the rules, but you can't think of that in, this isn't the NFL, the NBA, baseball, where really the rules apply. When people want to get that deep dive into wrestling, man, you're kind of watching or focused on the wrong thing. So, because also the rules change. I always thought it was, hey, three, you know, if the, the traditional three-way, which was brought back in wrestling in ECW, it was just three guys wrestling as opposed to just two guys. And it was, you know, pinfall, submissions, blah, blah, blah. Then it was changed to, well, all you need to do is beat one guy, because in the traditional three-way, you'd have to beat both guys. So it was just, rules are made to be different, as well as there's no official rule book in professional wrestling, because the rules don't apply to everyone, as well as the rules don't apply in separate organizations, whether it's a 10 count, a 20 count. So don't hold it to that. It was a friggin' entertaining as hell match, and everybody got over and everybody won. And most importantly, David, who won the most?
The fans.
Yes.
This summer, feel the heat of the NTT IndyCar Series as Sirius XM brings you every lap, pass, and podium finish.
Joseph Newgarden, he wins!
Each week, Indy 500 winner Tony Kanaan and broadcaster Jack Arute break down all the action on Brick by Brick.
I'm going to show up on Saturday saying, hey.
And win the race.
Exactly.
Exactly. Brick by Brick, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Audio, Channel 85, and anytime on the SXM app, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tommy, you just brought up something that just gets me angry every time you bring it up, and that is the music being wiped away and generic music track number 14 covering up the entrance theme. Now, Too Cold Scorpio, obviously, anything ECW completely washed away. But man, the worst is watching like 80s territory wrestling. Like, there's nothing worse than like watching like Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant coming to the ring, or the Rock and Roll Express coming to the ring. And it's like generic, like 50s rock and roll song. Paul
and I actually had a conversation about this. Now, Paul, let me ask you.
Okay.
Who was the hardest?
That's an easy question. That's an easy
question.
Wait
a second. Wait a second, Tommy. Before you go into that. Okay. Paul, could you explain the job you had with the WWE, please?
As part of my role for about 5 years, I was with like the WWE Classics On Demand, WWE 24/7, whatever you wanted to call it. And we always had to get rid of copyrighted music. And the biggest offenders were either the NWA from the 80s, if you were watching like those World Championship Wrestling shows, or the hardcore TVs from ECW. So, Tommy, I know your question was going to be, what's the hardest like music that I ever had to remove? That's
No.
Okay. But can I give you that answer?
David,
let me give you the answer real quick.
Well,
wait. Let me give you the answer real quick. Okay.
Would it be the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant, or New Jack?
Well, do you want my answer on this? Because
or do we ask the nation who would be?
To me, it's easy.
Yeah, go ahead.
To me,
Dave.
That's an easy answer. It's got to be Boogie Woogie Man Jimmy Valiant.
You couldn't be more wrong.
It's, really?
Yeah. It the answer is the Gangstas, because when you do a Gangstas match, their music plays for the whole match, and there's weapons in the match.
True.
So okay. If you take out the music, then you don't hear any of the hits. So if New Jack hits somebody with a garbage can, then I would be in an audio. This is like inside baseball, but I'd be in like an audio studio, like hitting somebody with a garbage can and putting that noise in so that we could have the sounds of the show, so that it was accurate. Like sometimes you could find it in like sound effects, but other times it's like Tommy Dreamer gets hit with a Nintendo. Okay, well that's gonna be tough to find in sound effects, so we'll have to figure it out.
Was there an intern that would get hit with said objects?
I can't name names, but sometimes I just hit myself, you know.
Man, like I know this is not your fault. You're just doing your job. But man, what an asshole you are!
Yeah,
Paul.
I know.
Because what you have done is you've ruined a lot of wrestling for me. Like I can't, like, forget it. I don't watch any ECW on Peacock, like zero, because music was such a big thing. I can't watch it. And like when it comes to like Mid-Atlantic and territory wrestling, if I can, I'll watch it on YouTube before watching it on Peacock. Because I'm sorry, I can't like watch Boogie Woogie Man Jimmy Valiant coming to the ring and not hearing.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
Paul, are we allowed to play some music from Peacock on this show, just like as a soundbite?
I guess. I'll check it out, maybe. You want to okay. hear You want to hear what the replacement track is for Boogie Woogie Man?
I know. I'm singing it in my head of Boogie Woogie Man's. It sounds like 1920s, like when they would do like, or the Benny Hill sequence. It's like it's horrendous.
You're right. I'm happy
and then
to
it's,
report.
Woo, brother mercy. Woo, brother mercy. It's horrible.
I'm happy to report that I did not do a lot of the NWA replacement tracks. However, if you have any issues with how things in ECW sound, you are welcome to throw that at me, because a lot of times my picks were not.
I'm surprised they did not.
I'm the busted open punching bag. It's all good.
No, but you know what? I'll give Paul a little bit credit. At least when you watch some of the ECW stuff, at least you could tell he tried. Like they actually tried to get music that matched up. With the 80s stuff, they didn't give a fucking shit. Like the stuff that they put on was just god awful generic. They didn't even try to get music that like fit the character or even come close to being the song that was being played. At least like Sandman, it's bad because you need to hear Enter Sandman. It sucks. I can't tell you how much it sucks to not listen to Enter Sandman as Sandman is walking to the ring. But at least it's a song that somewhat resembles Enter Sandman. Like the shit that they put on for the 80s, it doesn't even come close. It's god awful.
Because I watch so much of it, I'm fascinated by it, because also I just watched that David Crockett update for Ric Flair's last match, and they're using the music from Mid-Atlantic television. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
And I'm like, or even World Class, that was really the music. And I get that they own the rights to it, but it's just when you listen to certain people's music, it's so bad and out there. And then out like Kerry Von Erich, you know, when he's in World Class, how come you're not using his WWE ring music? I mean, you explained it. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, because then you got to either purchase new music, or it didn't work for me. But the Boogie Woogie Man stuff is just whoof.
It's really, really bad. And the worst are like the vignette ones, because like especially in the territories, they would always have vignettes. So, like, say the Fabulous ones were coming in, or Butch Reed was coming in, or Ted DiBiase, they would show vignettes before they would actually show up. And when I mean vignettes, not like the WWF old school
music ones. Videos.
It was music videos. So it would be like a highlight package. So you're like, oh, shit, here comes, you know, here comes Ted DiBiase. And they would, like, they would, like, Body Work for Butch Reed. Like, he's actually singing Body Work, but they're not using Body Work. So it's like he's lip syncing to generic music. There's no words. And you're watching this, you're like, why would I want to see Butch Reed wrestle when he's singing to, you know, generic instrumental music? It makes no sense to me.
I'll get you even hotter.
Go ahead.
Boyd Pierce and good old JR are pitching to this hot new tag team that's coming to Mid-South next week, the Fantastics, accompanied by ZZ Top. And you'll hear,
wow,
pick out, dear, dear, ow, ow. There's not even a sharp, addressed, or a man in that.
No, there's no Z or a top. Paul's like, basically, it was my job with the WWE to wash away the great memories that Tommy and Dave had. And in truth, that's what Paul did. Paul washed away our great memories because, Tommy, tell me if I'm right or wrong, it's the music that really brings back some of those great memories. Like, I'm sorry. I cannot go back. And no, this, listen, I get it. I completely understand. There's music rights. There's money. I understand why the WWE did what they did. They're a billion-dollar company. They probably could have did it, but you know what? They chose not to. It's a lot. But I cannot watch Hogan beating Iron Sheik for the WWF World Heavyweight Championship in January of 1984 on Peacock because it doesn't come out from Eye of the Tiger.
All taken away from us. It was all taken away by one man.
And his name is Paul.
Bastard.
I took your happy memories.
No, Cindy, like Wendy Richter would come out.
Here comes Wendy Richter to the ring. Ladies wanna have a fun time, maybe.
Yeah, ladies wanna have a good time. That's not the song. It's girls just wanna have fun.
You must
not be. Ladies wanna have a good time.
I took your happy memories, Dave.
No,
I
you
took
my happy, Paul. Paul, hold on a second. You took away my happy memories. But Cindy, if it wasn't for you, Paul, specifically you, because I know it was you, Cindy Lauper would be in the Hall of Fame right now. We would have Cindy Lauper on the show, and we would introduce her as Cindy Lauper, you know, WWE Hall of Famer. But because you washed away the music, she's not Hall of Fame, and now she's salty and won't even come on the show.
You're going to listen to what I put out there.
Oh, wow. That's how he really went.
Oh, son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Freddy Krueger took away our dreams. Paul took away our music.
That's right.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.